Phoneboy Speaks, episode 107, T-Mobile, contract-free. T-Mobile is going contract-free, or has gone contract-free now, and in very short order, they will have the iPhone 5 that you will be able to get on a payment plan of $20 a month for 24 months. Now, you might look at all of that and go, well, why? I'm not really saving any money doing that, and now I'm paying for the handset, and in fact, in some cases, I might actually be paying more because if I leave T-Mobile before my 2 years is up, I still have to pay off the handset, and I have to pay off the full cost of the handset. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it, but I also look at it another way. First of all, I think it will actually increase competition for handset prices because right now, the market is so warped in the U.S., There's no price difference between an iPhone and an Android device, primarily because of the operator subsidies. And so what you end up with is, and even like Windows Phone and stuff too, right? I mean, because all of those end up being, you know, $99 or $199 on a 2-year contract, right? So the cost of the phone is almost irrelevant because it's just basically buried in the service cost. Now with the T-Mobile model, and by the way, a lot of other places do this in the world, is the handset is actually you actually have to pay off the entire handset and you do it on a monthly basis, which is fine. And also in some other places, they will actually if you commit to a longer term strategy, instead of, you know, they actually decrease the cost of the plan, right? It's actually factored in to the cost of the plan, and you actually get a deal rather than the alternative, which is to say that you just get screwed, which is kind of what's happening. And even my issue with the way T-Mobile's doing it is the prices aren't actually low enough, right? Really, it should be $50 for unlimited everything, right? That's what it should cost. I mean, or actually even less than that, as far as I'm concerned. It should really be more, you know, be even lower than that. And then this handset thing starts making sense. I mean, it still, when you're talking about, you know, $70 a month for unlimited everything, and now you're paying an extra $20 a month for a handset, if you don't get a handset every 2 years, it's actually a better deal, right? Because now I'm not having to pay that same, would be $90 a month, let's say, if we'll factor in the handset subsidy. So if you're not buying a new handset every 2 years, then this deal's great. Or if you're buying handsets on the secondhand market, it's even better, right? If you're just the kind of person that likes to buy them outright, fine. You know, it's a much better deal that way. And I think T-Mobile has actually done very well in that sort of a market where people buy their handsets elsewhere and bring them to T-Mobile. I mean, even before the iPhone was on T-Mobile, they already had 2 million people using the iPhone. So they already knew what iPhones could do, and they've already probably done some capacity planning for them. But in any case, I think, yeah, I mean, I see the argument that it's not really, you're not really saving money this way. I think what it will do, though, is it will cause the handset market to actually be more competitive, because right now you don't really see what the cost of the handsets are. So I think the company that has the most to lose with this situation is actually Apple, because they benefit in the U.S. from the handset cost being buried in a service plan where you can't really see what it costs. You really can't feel what it costs, because in other countries, they make more, or they have less market share because Android is cheaper and is available in a lot more places and so forth. And so I think if this model does take hold in the U.S., I think actually Apple has the most to lose.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.